Crawford, the late Mr. Crawford. Do the invocation.
I can do that. Late or early. Let me turn my cell phone off first because it'll ring right in the middle. Okay. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to meet today, do the people's business, and to make the best decisions for our airport. Thank you for the opportunity we have to live in this great country that allows this kind of process. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford.
Here, partially. Late.
Andy Clark.
Here.
Chap is out. Howie.
Here.
All right.
Savage is out.
Okay.
We have Clark.
I do. Consideration minutes of prior meeting. Have a motion to approve. Were you here, Terry?
I was here. Also moved.
All right.
I'll second it.
All right. Any discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Unfinished business, sir. Airport terminal building. Update.
Yep. We just were emailed the 90% design drawings. It's a huge packet. We're going through and reviewing those. City manager has indicated he wants to do a groundbreaking ceremony. We're looking at late October. So we don't have a fixed date just yet, but is anybody traveling?
What, last you're talking week. To late?
Late, like last week of October.
I'll look at my calendar, but
okay.
The early part of the weeks are generally better for me in the fall.
Okay.
Monday,
like a Monday, Tuesday? Okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Monday.
All right. I know we have to coordinate with city council. The city manager would like the county commissioners to be there. FDOT, FAA. We're going to invite the governor.
Governor coming? Okay, good. Danny Guyfart, you got to get it.
Okay. It'll be a nice little event. So we're going to plan on that.
What's the date again? Sorry.
We don't have it
firmed
yet. Yeah, it's going to be late October.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Late October. Is your steerman on wheels? Is it rolling?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can put it out.
I had about tacked it around, Mr.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're going to hang it in the...
Yeah. I need to make you out an invoice first.
Can we just rent it? $1 a day?
Put it on loan.
So you get rid of the storage, Sal. You save money, don't have to put it there.
No, he'd still send me a bill for
No, storage. He wouldn't. No, just
you got to let us know at least 4 days in advance so we can take it down, take the wings off, and move it out when you want to fly.
There you go. No problem.
Just put a roll-up door.
All right.
He lowers it down.
Moving
on.
In control. New business.
Yep. So we also got some three-dimensional images of what the terminal is going to look like. This is street side.
Does that show up well? Yeah.
So this is street side looking west.
Turn your head, it's easier to see. I'm just messing with you.
Right, yeah, you are. You've got hard copies of this in your packet, too. This is airside looking east. So you pull up your airplane, this is what you're going to look at. The ramp is off on the right or the left, I don't recall. I think it's on the right.
Awesome.
Yeah, it looks just, what a fabulous front door for a community. And that's what it looks like.
This is the airside front door?
This is airside looking east, yep.
Yeah. Because that really is the entrance to our city.
It is.
Okay.
Cavernous.
Yep. This is the main lobby area. Now this is, if you came in street side, this is what you would see looking towards airside. And this is the opposite direction. If you come in off the airplane, this is what you would see as you walk through the terminal. Moving on into new business. T-hangers, I wanted to let the board know we did send two default letters out to tenants. They didn't have an airplane for about a year. One of them even longer than that. We put them on notice.
What are they using the hangar for?
One was just completely empty. One was storage with a bunch of stuff in it. And we have 30 people on the wait list. We need to move those people out. One of them said, yes, absolutely, I'll get rid of it. I just need through the end of September. And that's fine, we granted that. He's been a tenant here for a decade or two. So we worked that out, and then we've yet to hear from the other one. but just want to let the board know that we're moving forward with that. At the last meeting, the board inquired about additional T-hanger space. I've got a request out to get a more in-depth engineer's estimate on this little project. This would create room to add an additional 25 units on the ends of those existing T-hanger buildings. I believe there's room for 25 units at 320 a unit. That's 8,000 a month, 96,000 a year. Coming up.
That would amortize the debt if we went to the bank and borrowed it now.
It might. Yeah, it might. So, what you're looking at here? Let me see if I can get
that's
my
before the fuel farm.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. The image was before the fuel farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuel farm's at the end of that.
Yeah.
Because if we hadn't put the fuel farm there, we could have already bought a whole bunch. Put up a whole bunch more hangers.
If we had the money, but we don't have the money right now.
Let's just move the fuel farm.
Yeah.
We argued about that at the time. That's why I'm giving him a hard time.
Yeah. So we'll fill in this pond here, and the dirt that we get will come from this pond that we'll create here. Sorry.
And that one over there is in the
RPZ.
It's an unusable part of the airport.
That's right.
So why is it unusable?
It's in the approach end of
here's
26.
The here's 26.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense to put it there.
Okay.
We've got a pond on the opposite end of there.
You can't build anything there?
No.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
They should ramp the west side of it though, so it's more flatter.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we've got a future project that will add about 800 feet on this end, another 800 feet on the other end. But the green is the piping. We'll have to convey the water to the new pond. This pipe right here, this will allow drainage for this development here. So we'll be able to develop this, add additional T-hangers here with this total project.
Is the fall of the land from an engineering standpoint good to do what you're showing there? They really look at it?
It's pretty flat. The good news is this pond right here is relatively shallow. So we can make this one deeper and pipe it in.
Do you have the money to even start it?
Yeah.
To get an engineer involved with the permitting app? Because that takes time. We could get a head start if we had the money to do that.
Well, the water permit's actually in place. When we did the master stormwater permit on the airport, we envisioned filling that pond in. We included it in that process. It's a 30-day letter of modification to Swift Mud, so it should be all taken care of. And the request for the estimate is coming from our own city engineering. They've done all the T-hanger projects in the past. They've got the experience, so we'll see where it comes in. The two that we built in 08, these two right here, the total cost of these two plus the west side taxi lane that services them was about $900,000. We got 50-50 grant funding from the state to do that. So
you could double that now, right?
Probably.
The nice thing about this, it'll require only a small amount of pavement for ramp access.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be to the higher standards either.
Although we will have all the fill to look at.
It makes a lot more sense to have that VRA in that area.
It does. So this is what it looks like on the airport layout plan. It actually shows the hangars on the end there. So we've been programmed for this project for a while, at least since 2014. Okay. Moving on to Taxiway Alpha Rehab. The FAA has a extra $1 billion supplemental airport improvement program package over and above what they normally have every year. They put out the guidelines to take advantage of it. They're looking at primary airports. So they're looking at smaller airports and they're looking at larger airports, and the ones in the middle aren't included in this first series of cuts. We're in the middle. I've spoken with the FAA. They're looking for shovel-ready projects. A lot of these smaller airports won't have plans in place We do, Texo Alpha is designed, it's on the shelf, and we are going out to bid just as soon as we can.
What would that entail? Is it resurfacing or is it realigning?
It will straighten out the S-turn a little bit, but not completely. It'll smooth out the transition, and it's basically a rehabilitation of the existing asphalt. So they'll mill some of it off, they'll overlay some. Some they may have to go down to the base, because it's failed in two different areas, in two different methods. One has a bunch of longitudinal and transverse cracking in the south end, South Alpha 7, which was built in 96, I think, during the, when we did the last runway extension. I'm sorry, the second to the last runway extension. That's got a lot of alligator cracking and rutting. So it's a different type of failure, different type of rehabilitation. We're going to go out to bid in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll get hard bid numbers, make our application in November, and if we're successful, we should get the grant probably around February with construction in early 2019. That accelerates this project a full year, which is good.
Good.
Yep.
What about the Compass Rose?
Compass Rose. The FAA has been asking us to do something with it for a couple of years now, to relocate it. They don't like the idea that it's inside the Taxiway Alpha environment, inside the movement area. So they want us to move it, and the best location that we can come up with, staff can come up with, is adjacent Alpha 3. During the Taxiway Alpha project, that connector between the ramp and Taxiway Alpha goes away. And placing it being the Compass Rose, in that location, it's outside of the airline area, the airline apron, where we service the horse charters.
Where's Alpha 3?
Alpha 3 is dead set right in the middle of the apron.
Okay, so it's on this side.
So you've got Alpha 2,
one of the factors
Alpha 3,
with the
Alpha 4,
rows,
and Alpha 5.
I don't know exactly what the requirement was. The reason it's where it is because the distance from the VOR, because that's also a VOR ground checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't get too close to the VOR, and I don't know what it was. But when we located it there, it was located at that end, and that was about as far away as we could put it and still get it on the master, on the plan. So that it met their criteria for the VOR checkpoint.
I think the VOR checkpoint is actually on Alpha. The signs are on Alpha. I know what you mean.
It's separate from the Compass Rose.
It's separate. It's on Alpha. It's got its own location.
So they're not together?
No, they're not.
Okay, another.
They're not far from each other, mind you, but they're not on the same location.
They're not concerned about the VOR checkpoint.
Not in the least.
But that had to be so far, like a half a mile or seven. Some criteria,
right, exactly. So you can get distance figures.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So
nobody uses the Compass Rose anyway.
They want to paint a new one.
You ever been to the Compass Rose?
I have.
Checked your compass?
I have.
Oh. You're not adventurous.
Diligent.
You're not adventurous.
VOR checkpoint right now is at Alpha 9. On Alpha. So
that'd be fine.
So way away from.
So that's what we're looking at on the Compass Rose. We got that project cooking. Operations, we continue to do very well. In July, we did 5,625. As compared to July of 17, we did about just over 5,000. So operations keep going up. IFR itinerant was up in July. Local traffic was down a little bit, but their fuel sales were up.
I think we talked about traffic movement last time or time before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the pier airports that we got that have towers, you know, Gainesville, Pittsburgh, I guess down toward Hernando, what's going down there in Hernando County, Brooksville. Could we get all of those so we could lay them down and say, okay, here's all the airports in the area. Kind of how do we rank against the other airports within a 100-mile radius? I mean, there aren't Orlando's.
Yeah, Terry, I think we did that about 3 or 4 months ago, but I can certainly
revisit
it.
I mean, I see that every month.
You want me to do it every, like a part of the monthly report?
Well, I think it's more meaningful when you can rank against a peer group like that, because we're kind of looking at a vacuum. I mean, you know, so if our airport, we started with over 100,000 movements, and we needed 90 to get a tower, and or whatever it was, and we got the tower. But the world's kind of changed since, and we're woefully behind what the criteria was to get the tower originally, but we keep getting grandfathered in. I think it'd probably help us to know what the others are, similar airports are doing. Now, if you throw in one over on the west east coast, that's one of the busiest GA airports around, the one in Palm Coast or over there somewhere. Where the
Flagler, right? Yeah. Please.
Flagler is considered high. Very high fuel protection. They have one of the probably top 10 busiest towers, contract towers. I don't know how 250, 260. The report came out for the 9 months fiscal year for the FAA at the end of June. It's a month and a few months coming out. Last year we were around 100 out of about 250, 260 in the country. And we were about 55th or 60th for high car traffic for contract towers. Most everyone that I've talked to in the system, traffic has been up considerably this year, just like us. However, at that 9 month report, we've gained ground in the state. And we're around the 90th in the country now. And we're around the top 40 busiest high traffic areas. We've made up ground in Gainesville, we've made up ground in Brooksville, we've made up ground in Gainesville. I'm not sure if we'll be ahead of all of them, but I would think we'll be very close.
How many contract towers are there in the U.S.?
There's approximately 258 FAA contract towers.
So we're actually on a national basis, we're doing pretty good.
National basis, we're doing very, very well. And we used to be near the bottom, maybe one up in Florida. In my opinion, business aviation state. Some people would have hard to respect in California, but we continue to move up there.
Well, over the years since the tower's been there, we've been through a number of funding cycles, and we always had this kind of sitting on the edge of the seat kind of thing, because they were going to talk about closing towers, and we figured that, you know, we're at the lowly end of the spectrum, and we might be one of them, but it turns out maybe we're not so bad after all.
I don't think we're anywhere close to that. You never know what the government pick and choose to what they say is important or not. I think we sit very well because we really are part of a multi-use field of sheriff here with fish and wildlife, forestry, commercial, with pilot hunting. We serve a lot of very diverse functions here. So I would not worry about losing federal contract funding.
Perhaps we could look at that quarterly, a couple times a year, or whatever. Just kind of a peer thing, and the FAA numbers, so we know where we rank in the top 100.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
The fuel sales, Shell Terra's making up ground still. July total fuel sales were 4.1% below where we were this time in July last year. So they continue to whittle away at it. I spoke with Kyle at Shell Terra today. They've already surpassed last August numbers, so we'll get another positive month. Keep whittling away at that deficit.
How about 8 gallons just yesterday?
Really?
8.6.
All right. Self-service.
Yep, you got that.
All right.
That concludes my presentation.
Are there any persons wishing to appear that are out there? Nope. Just have nothing better to do? Anybody on the agenda? Comments by individual board members? Howie, you got any? Nope. Terry?
No.
Hearing no more further business, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
All right, so.
He just seconded it.
We just adjourned. You just seconded a motion to adjourn.
I don't know nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry a little bit late.
You missed the fact we were going to